This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got a bunch of sources tackling something pretty painful for a lot of businesses. Wasted ad spend. Specifically, Google Ads.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Our mission today, simple. We're pulling out the exact tactics you need to, well, stop the bleeding in your Google Ads budget.
Right.
And turn that spend from, you know, kind of a hopeful gamble into something reliable, a precise lead generation system.
Predictable, even. That's the goal.
So the research we looked at highlights this pretty staggering truth. A lot of high-growth B2B service businesses, they're actively using budget.
Mm-hmm, leaking it.
We're talking 30%, sometimes even more, of their paid ad money going to clicks that just will never convert, ever.
It's like a leaky bucket, really.
Exactly. So imagine you're spending, say, $15,000 a month on Google Ads. That 30% waste, that's $4,500 down the drain.
Ouch. Yeah.
And that's not just lost cash. That could be, what, one really solid lead a month?
Yeah.
Or maybe your whole email marketing budget.
Yeah, easily. It's opportunity cost.
It is. And this kind of drag, this inefficiency, it directly limits your ability to scale up and, crucially, keep your cost per acquisition, your CPA, manageable.
Absolutely. That waste is really the enemy of predictability, like I said. You need a filter.
So what's the filter?
Well, the solution we're diving into today is what we're calling negative keyword mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And look, this isn't just about cleaning things up occasionally. It's strategic. It's about exclusion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically teaching Google who not to show your ads to, making sure every single dollar you spend is aimed at prospects who, you know, actually need what you offer, have the budget, and are serious about buying. High commercial intent.
Precision. That seems to be the keyword. So let's unpack the main problem here. Why does this expensive budget drain even happen?
Right.
Because we all know that feeling, right?
Mm.
You see the clicks coming in, maybe lots of them, but the phone isn't ringing like it should, or the contact forms you get are. Well, they're from people just asking basic research questions. Tire kickers.
That feeling, that frustration, that is the irrelevant click tax right there in action.
The irrelevant click tax. I like that.
And the reason it happens is pretty straightforward, actually. Google's algorithm, it's incredibly powerful, incredibly smart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's designed to interpret the keywords you target quite broadly. Why? To maximize the ad inventory, the chances to show an ad.
Got it. So if I'm, say, a B2B consultancy, and I bid on something fairly broad, like CRM software,
mm-hmm.
what happens?
Well, Google thinks, great, anyone vaguely interested in CRM might want to see this ad.
Okay.
But intent is everything, isn't it? Someone searching who's genuinely ready to buy is totally different from someone who's just starting their research, just, you know, kicking the tires.
Right, very different stages.
Exactly. And the search engine doesn't automatically know the difference. So if you don't step in and tell it, you end up paying for clicks from both types of searchers.
And paying for those kicking tires clicks is where the waste happens. Okay, so give us some of those classic examples from the sources. You know, the searches that really show low commercial value, the ones you don't want if you're selling a paid service.
Oh, sure. So sticking with that CRM software example, let's say you sell a high-end paid B2B platform.
Right.
If you bid on CRM software, your ad could easily show up for someone searching for free CRM software.
Okay. And that person is never going to buy my expensive platform?
Never. Zero chance. But you just paid for their click. That's pure waste.
What else?
Or maybe they type something like CRM software jobs.
Okay. Looking for work, not software.
Exactly. They want a job in the industry. They don't want your product. I mean, I once looked at a campaign for a B2B HR software company.
Yeah.
They were burning hundreds, maybe thousands a week.
On what?
On job seekers.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't blocked terms like HR manager salaries or HR jobs near me, all those variations. It's just soul crushing when you realize how much budget went completely to the wrong audience.
Wow. And that just slams your CPA, doesn't it?
Instantly.
If you want to scale efficiently, you absolutely have to prioritize paying for clicks that are likely to convert, not just clicks from people doing preliminary research.
That's the game.
So, okay, we've identified the problem,
mm.
this inefficiency driven by Google's broad keyword matching. Now, let's properly define the fix, the mechanism. Negative keyword mastery, NKM.
Right. So NKM, it's basically the strategic process of exclusion. You're actively building and maintaining a list of words and phrases, negative keywords.
And you add these to your campaigns.
Exactly. You add them so Google knows it must never trigger your ad when someone searches using those specific terms or phrases.
So instead of just relying on the keywords you want to target,
you proactively define the boundaries. You tell Google, show my ads to these people, but definitely not to those people. It's like filtering the ocean down to just the specific fish you're actually trying to catch.
I get the obvious ones like adding free or jobs to that negative list.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But let me push back a bit here based on something in the sources. Mm-hmm. What if I see someone searching for, say, best accounting software reviews? Why would I want to exclude them? Aren't they showing pretty high interest? They're comparing options.
That is a really, really critical distinction. And it goes right back to prioritizing intent based on your budget.
Okay.
Yes. Someone searching for reviews definitely signals high research intent. They're interested. They're in the market. They're comparing, no doubt.
They're right.
But if your budget is tight, like our example business, spending $15,000 a month, you probably need to prioritize clicks with high immediate purchase intent.
Okay. Intent level matters.
It matters hugely when budget is finite. Someone searching for reviews isn't usually ready for a sales call today. They're not likely to fill out your request a demo form right now. They're still in comparison mode.
So by excluding them?
By adding reviews as a negative keyword, you consciously decide not to spend your limited budget on that click. Instead, you redirect that slice of your $15,000 towards searchers typing things like buy accounting software or accounting software pricing quote.
Got it. You're trading those earlier stage research clicks
for late stage ready to buy clicks. You sacrifice some volume, maybe, but you maximize the chances of actual conversions from the clicks you do pay for. And that ultimately lowers your CPA and boosts your ROI.
That makes complete sense. It's about being really pragmatic, especially with limited resources. Okay, let's talk concrete benefits then.
Mm-hmm.
Why should a busy business owner or marketing manager really commit the time and, let's face it, the ongoing effort this requires?
Well, the results you can measure are pretty significant. It starts with the most obvious immediate win, reducing wasted ad spend.
Right. Cutting out those irrelevant clicks we just talked about. Instant savings.
Instant savings. That money stops flowing out the leaky bucket immediately.
And that saved budget, that redirection, it feeds straight into the second big benefit, right?
Right.
Which is increased ad relevancy and quality score.
Exactly. When your ad shows up consistently for people who actually want your service, they're much more likely to click on it. That gives you a higher click-through rate, or CTR.
And a higher CTR tells Google.
It tells Google your ad is relevant to the searches it's showing for. And Google loves relevance. It rewards it with a higher quality score.
Okay, and why do I care about quality score again?
Well, the beauty of a higher quality score is that Google often lowers the price you pay per click, your CPC.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you're not just saving the money you were wasting before on bad clicks. You might actually start paying less for the really good, high quality clicks you do want.
So it's like a double win for efficiency. Less waste and lower cost for the good stuff.
Precisely. It compounds.
Then the third benefit seems crucial, especially for B2B with longer sales cycles. Improved lead quality.
Oh, absolutely critical. If marketing is sending cleaner, more qualified traffic because the ad budget is better optimized,
then the sales team isn't wasting precious time chasing down leads who are never really a good fit in the first place. People who clicked on free template or something.
Exactly right. Think about the hidden efficiency gain there. Marketing's optimization work directly makes the sales team more efficient and effective. Less time wasted, higher morale, better results.
That's a huge connection often missed.
It is. And when you put all three of those together, you've reduced waste, you're paying less for relevant clicks, and the leads coming in are higher quality.
You naturally get the fourth major result. A massive boost in campaign ROI, return on investment.
That's the bottom line. You move beyond just, you know, running ads and hoping for the best. You're running a predictable, measurable asset that contributes directly to company growth.
Okay, I'm sold on the why. This matters.
Yeah.
A lot. So now let's shift gears into the how, the actual execution. This is where the mastery cart really comes in, right? Because you mentioned it's not just a one-time setup.
Definitely not. It's an ongoing process.
So what's step one? How do you get started, ideally even before launching a new campaign? The proactive approach.
Yeah, step one is absolutely that proactive planning. Before you even dream of hitting launch, you sit down and brainstorm all the obvious negative terms.
Like the ones we mentioned.
Exactly. Think about low intent modifiers. Free, cheap, jobs, template, guide, tutorial, DIY, support, login. Anything that signals the searcher isn't looking to buy your specific B2B service right now.
What about competitors?
Good point. If you're not specifically running a competitor campaign, you should probably add your main competitor's brand names as negatives too.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you might pay for clicks from people just comparing you, which again might be too early stage for a tight budget.
Okay, so build that initial do not show list before launch, but you said the real mastery comes after launch.
That's right. The proactive list is essential, but it won't catch everything. The absolute heart of negative keyword mastery is the regular systematic analysis of the search terms report within Google Ads itself.
The search terms report.
Yeah.
How often should you be in there?
Well, it depends a bit on your traffic volume, but generally we advise checking it weekly, at the very least biweekly. You need to stay on top of it.
Why is that report so critical? I mean, didn't I already tell Google who I want by picking my positive keywords?
Common misconception. You told Google the keywords you want to bid on, but the search terms report, that shows you the actual exact queries people typed into the Google search bar right before they clicked your ad.
The raw search queries.
The raw, unfiltered truth. Your target keyword might be, say, IT consulting, but the actual search term someone typed could have been free home IT consulting jobs. See the difference?
Big difference. One is my target, the other is completely irrelevant.
Precisely. That report reveals the reality of how users search and how Google is matching your keywords in the wild. It's your primary source for finding that budget waste.
Okay, so you're in the report weekly. What are you looking for? Just scrolling through thousands of terms?
No, that'd be overwhelming. You need to be smart about it. Don't just scan visually, use the filters.
Filters?
The most powerful approach is often to filter the data to show terms that have cost you money-generated clicks but have resulted in zero conversions. Especially look at the high-cost zero-conversion terms first.
High-cost zero conversions. Okay, that makes sense. That's pure wasted spend right there.
Exactly. Or you could filter for terms with unusually high bounce rates or very short time on site. Those are also strong indicators of poor relevance. That's where the waste is hiding in plain sight.
And once you find those wasteful terms,
you add them to your negative keyword list immediately. Cut off the spending on those specific queries.
Got it. So let's use that IT consulting for small businesses example again. I run my filter, high cost, zero conversions. I see traffic coming from searches like home IT repair or student IT internships or free network assessment template. What's my next move?
Okay, so step three is identifying those terms clearly. You see, home IT repair, student IT internships, free network template. You know, these are totally irrelevant to your paid B2B service.
Mm.
Your next move is simple. Add those specific phrases or the core irrelevant words within them to your negative keyword list. You meticulously root out anything unrelated to your actual offering or indicative of the wrong kind of searcher.
Okay, add the bad terms to the negative list. Seems straightforward enough. But then we get to what you hinted was the trickiest part, where maybe people fall down. Match types.
Ah, yes, match types. This is absolutely crucial and often where campaigns leak efficiency, even when people are adding negatives. It's the difference between, let's say, amateur cleanup and truly expert filtering.
Why? Can't I just add the word free as a negative and be done with it?
You can, but you need to understand how Google will interpret that negative based on the match type you choose. You have three main options for negative keywords: exact match, phrase match, and broad match.
Okay, break those down for us using that free example for our IT consultant.
Sure. Let's say you add free with the square brackets as an exact match negative.
Okay.
What that does is block your ad only when someone types the single word free and nothing else, just free.
That seems not very helpful.
Exactly. It's highly restrictive. It wouldn't block searches like free IT consulting or IT consulting free trial. So exact match negative is rarely sufficient on its own for broad concepts like free.
Okay, so we need broader blocking. What about phrase match?
Now, phrase match negatives using quotation marks like free IT consulting are much more powerful and often the workhorse.
How did that work?
If you add free IT consulting as a negative phrase, Google blocks your ad whenever someone searches for those words in that specific order, even if they add other words before or after.
Ah, so it would block best free IT consulting company.
Yes. And it would also block get free IT consulting or free IT consulting for startups.
Yeah.
As long as free IT consulting appears consecutively in the query, your ad is blocked. This is great for knocking out specific problematic phrases and their close variations.
That sounds much more useful for things like free jobs, reviews, etc.
It often is. It gives you control without being too broad, because then you have the third type, negative broad match.
Broad match. Sounds powerful, maybe risky.
It is powerful, and yes, it can be risky if you're not careful. If you add just the word free, without brackets or quotes, as a broad match negative, Google tries to be clever. It will attempt to block your ad for any search query that it thinks is semantically related to free, even if the word free isn't actually typed. It also considers synonyms and related concepts.
Whoa, so that could block searches I might actually want.
It absolutely could. Broad match negative casts a very wide net. While it can be useful for catching lots of variations you hadn't thought of, you run a higher risk of accidentally blocking valuable high-intent searches. For common, high-volume, low-intent terms like free or jobs or cheap, using phrase match for specific combinations is often the safer, more precise way to cut the waste without cutting off good leads.
Okay, the big takeaway here is you have to be deliberate. Choose your negative match type carefully based on exactly what you want to exclude, making sure you don't accidentally block the good traffic while you're cutting out the bad.
That's the essence of it, precision.
You really are turning Google Ads from this, like, big hopeful fishing net into more of a laser-guided spear gun.
Huh. I like that analogy. Yes. Something that delivers clear, data-driven results and proves its worth.
Measurable ROI.
Exactly. Negative keyword mastery, done right, isn't just some minor optimization tweak. It's fundamental. It's fundamental to proving the value of your paid advertising. It ensures that every possible percentage point of your budget is working for you, maximizing your return. It turns that 30% waste we started with into actual growth capital for the business.
Fantastic. So before we wrap up, any final thought for our listeners to chew on?
Yeah, actually, let's zoom out for a second. We've talked about how achieving mastery in Google Ads hinges on defining what you must exclude the negative keywords to maximize efficiency and focus, moving from that broad net to a precision tool.
Right. Strategic exclusion.
So here's the provocative thought for you listening. Where else in your professional life could you apply that same mindset, that mindset of strategic exclusion? Think about it. What's the single highest volume, lowest impact meeting you could decline this week? What communication channel floods you with noise you could mute? What task could you strategically exclude from your schedule to achieve a similar, say, 30% gain in your own strategic focus and productivity?
Interesting. Applying the negative keyword concept to life.
Why not? Start thinking about what you need to stop doing, what you need to exclude, not just what you need to add. It might be just as powerful for your time as it is for your ad budget.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.